What happened to Adam and Eve when they sinned? They became sinful and miserable. The same thing is true for every sinner. And we are all sinners. But I'm really glad that things don't have to stay that way forever. Children of God will one day be completely free from sin. We are already rescued from the punishment we deserve for our sin. And we don't have to be controlled by sin because we can choose to be controlled by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, instead. But one day, we won't even have the part of us that wants to sin. So we won't be sinful and we won't be miserable anymore. And that is even more awesome than this awesome joke of the day.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Clara.
What did the pig say on a hot day?
I don't know. What?
I'm baking.
Kid, please wake up to this truth. We are all sinners. Romans 3:23 clearly says that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because of our sin, we are all sinful and we all have misery in our lives. But Jesus suffered and died to rescue us from sin. Then he got up from the grave to prove to us that he is the Messiah and he can and will save each and every one of us who will turn away from our sin and put our trust in him. Now, anyone who turns away from their sin and trusts Jesus to save them, they become a child of God forever. Children of God are rescued from the punishment we deserve for our sin because Jesus took our punishment. Children of God are rescued from being controlled by sin because the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us and he will give us the power to live right and do good things. And one day, every child of God will be rescued completely from sin. When we are with God, after we leave this world, he will completely erase sin. We won't struggle to choose to do what's right. We will only want to do what's right. It will be easy and natural for us to do good things. That means we won't be sinful at all, and we won't have any misery. Then Revelation 21 verse 4, John writes a message about what things will be like for children of God when we are finally with God after we leave this world. And God, this is what it says, and God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. After this life, the children of God will spend forever with God in a place with no sadness, no death, no pain, no misery. Those things will all be gone because there will be no sin. Sin is the cause of all of those things, sadness, death, pain, misery. All of that came because of sin. But when we're with God, finally with him forever, there will be no sin. It will be easy for us to choose good. So misery will be gone forever.